you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM, KMZQ.
The COVID-19 pandemic is scary.
It's changing the way our children are growing up. It's important to talk to our kids how they're feeling about what's going on. From toddler to high school, there are resources to help. Visit nvhealthresponse.nv.gov for more resources to help your family cope with the issues facing families amid the pandemic. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Division of Emergency Management, and your local emergency manager's office. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. President Biden has unveiled his $2.2 trillion infrastructure plan. It includes $621 billion for roads, bridges, and transportation infrastructure. The plan would also move the country away from fossil fuels toward cleaner energy. It would be financed by raising the corporate tax rate from 21% to 28%, among other measures. That could lead to fierce resistance from the business community and thwart attempts to work with Republican lawmakers. More Americans died in 2020 than ever before, with COVID-19 one of the leading causes.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports some 3.3 million people died in the U.S. last year.
A 16% increase in deaths from 2019.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says heart disease and cancer were the leading causes of death. But COVID-19 was next on the list.
Approximately 378,000 COVID-19 deaths, accounting for roughly 11% of all deaths.
Death rates overall were highest among Black people and American Indian and Alaska Native people. The COVID-19 death rate was highest among Hispanic people. I'm Ben Thomas.
Correspondent Rita Foley reports on the Wisconsin Supreme Court's decision to strike down Governor Tony Evers' statewide mask mandate.
Writing for the majority, Justice Brian Hagedorn said this isn't a question of whether the governor acted wisely. It's whether he acted lawfully. We concluded he did not. But dissenting Justice Anne Walsh Bradley wrote, "This is no run-of-the-mill case. We're in the midst of a worldwide pandemic that so far has claimed the lives of over 500,000 people in this country."
Evers promises to keep working to get people vaccinated and urges people to continue to wear masks. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 85 points. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A+ BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's 3:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada's eviction moratorium is being extended for another 60 days through the end of May. But Governor Sisolak says this will be the final extension of that ban. The state extension comes one day after the CDC extended the federal eviction ban through June 30th. The governor says the additional 60 days will allow for hopefully a smooth transition out of the moratorium for both renters and landlords. After 15 years, Wynn Resorts is settling the court case filed against it by its dealers. The gaming company will reportedly pay $5.6 million to about 1,000 current and former table game dealers. The dealers and Wynn management had been at odds over a policy instituted back in 2006, which shared tips with table game supervisors. The company, led by co-founder Steve Wynn at the time, contended the so-called team leaders were not supervisors, so they were eligible for the tip pool. The settlement was reached with the help of a mediator with the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. With the return of full and close contact sports throughout the Silver State, the basketball Rams are back throughout the Las Vegas Valley. Clark County and the cities in North Las Vegas and Henderson began those reinstallations.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, a quick check of the traffic cams right now. Heavy volumes as you try to work your way through the resort area. Pretty much both directions right now. Between Hacienda and Sahara, you're averaging about 45 miles per hour as you work through there. And remember the road work on southbound Interstate 11 at Wagon Wheel. The on and off ramps close tonight at 8.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local for a Wednesday. The last day of March, we move on to April tomorrow. It's going to be exciting. Spring is here. The weather over the weekend is going to be hot. I think the forecast was for 90s over the weekend, which means pool parties. I'm so excited. Very excited. Always happy to have on Wednesday Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, and he joins us. Chuck, how's your week been so far?
Well, good, except I'm with you on the pool party, but
all my Biden bucks have already been spent. We had to do some concrete work to keep the pool from leaking this year. So I got
the guy out
right now fixing the pool, getting it ready for you. We'll have a barbecue.
Oh, there you go. I love that idea. Chuck, I want to ask you, we're into week 9 of the Nevada legislature, and we haven't yet gotten to the nuts and bolts of actually making law, but there are some troubling bills there. Anything there that sticks out for you? For me, it's SB 10. That's the property tax increase, kind of a backhanded, backdoor tax increase. What about for you? You have anything out there on your radar?
Yeah, the worst that I'm looking at right now is obviously Speaker Fireson's bill that would take all of what was wrong with the election last year and make it permanent. Remember that last summer the bill was AB4 is what it was known as, and they said, well, this is only a temporary thing because of COVID. Well, now they've come back as expected, and they said, well, we want to make all these things like ballot harvesting and automatically mailing ballots permanent. Unfortunately, they have the numbers. They have the majority in the Assembly and the Senate and a Democrat governor who will sign it. So I think Republicans and conservatives, you can be as unhappy with it as you want. Republicans will fight it, but they don't have the numbers to block it. So I would highly advise grassroots activists, candidates, you can complain till the cows come in. But that's the reality, and you better start making plans to deal with it because it will absolutely change the dynamic of campaigns for the 2022 election cycle again.
Chuck, I want to ask you, though, and I've asked this of a lot of pretty good political minds, and that is, when it comes to things like ballot harvesting, why can't we create our own grassroots ballot harvesting? Why can't we take advantage of things like at-home voting? Are there methods that we could be using that are better than what the Democrats are using?
Oh, absolutely. Kevin, you should go into the political consulting business because you already got it, and a lot of these so-called consultants out there still haven't figured this out. It is not a problem. It is a reality, and we better start dealing with it. We can be opposed to ballot harvesting, but if that's going to be the rule that we're going to be competing under in 2022, then we better figure out how to do it effectively. And if we're going to be mailing ballots automatically to everyone, candidates have got to know you cannot wait until the last 2 weeks of the election to start doing your mail campaign to voters. Because by the time your first mail piece hits, a significant number of voters will have already voted without ever hearing from you. It's going to drive the cost of a campaign up because you're going to have to start early. So candidates, start doing your dialing for dollars now. Don't wait till the last minute. You've got to be able to reach especially the undecided, what we call independent voters. They don't make up their minds until late in the game. They're not like your listeners who are already paying attention. And you've got to be able to hit them with your material and your information at the time when they're making up their minds, which is going to be now 30 days before Election Day instead of 2 weeks before Election Day. So you're absolutely right. There are things that Republicans can do and must do if they want to prevail in 2022 under what is going to be this now permanent election system that we're putting into place.
Is there any evidence, Chuck, that there was a Republican presence among ballot harvesters, that there were folks that were going out and grabbing 10, 15 ballots from a nursing home or a place like that? Is there any evidence that we had any presence like that?
Not that I can point to, which is not to say it didn't happen. I'm sure there are some campaigns, maybe some Republican clubs who did that. I did not see any kind of organized effort from either the Clark County Republican Party or the Nevada Republican Party. And again, it doesn't mean they didn't do it. It just means that it may not have hit my radar screen. I didn't see a lot of social media posts or emails saying, hey, here's what we're doing. Here's how we need to get organized. We have to do what they're doing. I didn't really see a whole lot of recruitment in that. Again, I'm not saying that they didn't do it. I'm just saying I didn't see any evidence of it.
Anything else that troubles you about what you're seeing coming down the line? Obviously, they haven't passed a lot of bills, and that's probably a good thing when you're in the minority. But is there anything else that troubles you, any of the bills going after guns and things like that?
Well, yeah, the gun one, absolutely. We'll get to that one in a second before I forget, because I have my own Biden moment now. The other bill people need to think about and stay involved with is SJR 8. That's the so-called Equal Rights Amendment. It's already passed in the Senate and the Assembly. If the governor hasn't signed it already, I know that he will, and maybe he already has. But this is just a horrible, horrible bill. It's going to cause so much problems in the state. And the only good thing about it is that even though it passed and it's going to be signed if it hasn't been already, all that means is that it's going to be on the ballot in 2022. And the odds are most people will simply hear Equal Rights Amendment. How can you be opposed to equal rights, right? It's a sound good, feel good type bill. So our team needs to make sure we start and don't stop letting the public know about all the bad stuff about this bill and hopefully defeat it at the ballot box in 2022.
I want to ask you about this getting
God,
the...
God, I didn't want to blow you off. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. But I want to ask you about one of the topics that I think a lot of people have been asking about, and that is when are they going to reopen the legislative building so that folks like you and folks like me can actually go in there and be a part of this process?
Well, there is no doubt in my mind that the original intent before the session started was to keep the public locked out for the entire duration of the session. They would just as soon not have those pesky citizens in there bothering them while they're trying to do their business behind closed doors. Now the talk is that maybe they might open it up on May 1st when the governor relaxes a lot of the other shutdown orders he's issued and allows the counties to start taking control of their own situations. But, you know, and I know you've had her on your show, Assemblywoman Annie Black, she has been pounding them mercilessly to reopen the building sooner. So now there's talk that maybe mid-April they may open the building. We've seen some flexibility or maybe wavering by the Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro in an interview earlier this week, suggested that maybe it would open up earlier. So keep those calls and emails going to the Democrat leadership up there. It is making a difference. They do appear to be softening, and the sooner we get that building open, the better.
Again, joining us, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We've got just announced, just an hour or so ago, the president announced $2.3 trillion in infrastructure, although only a third of that money is going to go to infrastructure. Two-thirds is going to go to the Green New Deal and all kinds of other nonsense. First of all, what do we know about this bill other than $2.3 trillion? That seems to be all we know about it.
Yeah, the only thing that I saw when I was reading the paper this morning is that, of course, the socialists, Bernie Sanders is talking about they're trying to now redefine what infrastructure means so that they can put money into their social welfare programs and call it infrastructure so that they can continue to fund all these left-wing things. The only hope that we have to stop it, because certainly we can't rely on them having any type of fiscal responsibility, is that they can block it in the Senate. Obviously, the House will pass whatever it is that Pelosi and AOC want. But as long as the filibuster is still in place and is used for this bill, we can block it with the Senate votes. And I'm not the expert on this, Kevin. Maybe you can get a guest on that can speak to this. But I did read about it this morning. They were able to get that COVID bill through the Senate by using budget reconciliation, some kind of gimmick that they use. And I figured they could do that for anything to get over, but I guess they're only allowed to do it two or three times a year. So that may be a silver lining that we can use the filibuster to block this, quote, infrastructure bill. But I honestly don't know yet. I haven't looked into it that deep yet.
Well, and believe it or not, the parliamentarian is the one that can deny them if the bill doesn't have something to do with money, or I want to say it's like the physical note bill rules that exist in Carson City. This will be interesting to see. The fact is, though, only a third of it is really infrastructure, and the rest of it is all a bunch of left wing mumbo jumbo. Do you think there will be? And again, going back to the reconciliation, the filibuster, breaking up the filibuster, because they got all kinds of bills. HR 1 is waiting to be done. Do you think that Joe Manchin is going to be strong enough to withstand pressure from fellow Democrats to vote to abolish the filibuster?
I'm hopeful, but I'm skeptical. You know, Joe Manchin, he shows signs that every now and then he might be willing to stand up to the Democrat majority, and then it seems like a couple of days later he wavers. He's certainly no pillar of strength. And then, of course, we got this whole thing that happened this past weekend, I think it was, with Joe Biden hiring his wife for a six-figure job in the administration. So, I mean, usually they try to at least, you know, hide these things to a little bit. But, man, this was just so brazen and out in the open in trying to buy off Joe Manchin. So, you know, I'm hopeful. Sometimes he's shown that he may be responsible, but I wouldn't bet the farm on it by any stretch.
More with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We're going to talk more about what went on last Thursday night, down along our southern border. 18 members of the U.S. Senate went to the border. What they found was horrific. We'll talk about that. Is it going to change any minds, you think, on the Democrat side? We'll talk about that. A whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. A farmer once wanted to capture the wild pigs that were damaging his crops. He started out by putting some corn in a clearing in the forest. The pigs found the corn and came back for more free food, which the farmer continued to put out. He gradually built a pen in the clearing, leaving an opening for a gate. So gradually the pigs were not alarmed. Then one day, when all the pigs were enjoying their free food, the farmer shut the gate, trapping the pigs. There is no such thing as a free lunch. So when politicians start talking about free stuff, be very, very suspicious and start looking for the fence. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Hello, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected this November to represent Assembly District 2, which is Southwest Summerlin. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss all of the latest developments in the Nevada legislature. This is going to be one of the most important legislative sessions in our state's history. Over the last year, Clark County has been hit hard. As a small business owner and assemblywoman, I am focused on getting Nevadans back to work. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us, and also good to have Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, with us. Ted Cruz led a bunch of his colleagues to the southern border late last week, Thursday night. They were out along the Rio Grande River in Mission, Texas, and members were being taunted by the drug cartels that were on the other side of the banks of the Rio Grande River. What they showed, and Ted Cruz was on Hannity last night displaying more photos and videos and different things that the Biden administration wanted no part of. They tried to confiscate cameras and things like that. What did you make of the trip, and do you think it's going to change any minds on the part of Democrats?
Yeah, some of them, I think it clearly is having an effect. I saw the video that Senator Cruz posted where he was trying to show, all the kids crammed into close quarters, and there was a Biden worker, a staffer or something, who kept sticking her face in front of his camera so he couldn't get a clear picture or video of what was going on inside. That's just disgusting. It's some low-level staff person like that would try to impede a United States senator who was elected to do this thing, especially in his own home state. But this Biden border crisis is so bad that even the mainstream media can't ignore it. I mean, they're still trying to sugarcoat it and soft pedal it as best as possible, but they can no longer ignore it. And it really is frightening that what they were able to document after Biden finally let reporters in, that was days after he did his disastrous press conference where he said, well, yeah, we'll let reporters in. I'll let you know when. Well, we know what that was all about. They were going to try to clean things up so it didn't look so bad. And even after given that opportunity, it still looked pretty doggone bad. So I think they've got a real problem on their hands with this issue, because there's no question that problem had been not solved, but had been tremendously reduced under President Trump. And by contrast, this early in his administration, this is a full-blown crisis, even though they refuse to acknowledge it as a crisis. So I think it's a real problem for the Biden administration.
Do you get a sense that there is a solution on the table? I mean, I look at what they're doing, and all they're doing is adding detention centers. They're not doing anything to stop the flow.
Yeah, well, if it was only detention centers, but what was it, $82 million they're spending to put these folks up in a hotel?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Our military don't get treated that well. And it's an easy thing for the average American to understand. They're still locked down in a lot of states, including ours, to one extent or another. They're still locked down because of COVID, and yet we're opening the doors for illegal immigrants to just come across the border. And I don't care how many times the Biden administration says they're turning people back, they're turning some back, but they're letting a heck of a lot more in than ever were let in under President Trump, and they can't avoid that. There's just no way to cover that up and hide that. The media's on it now. The media actually asked him about it in the press conference. Certainly it wasn't as hostile as the questioning of President Trump at a press conference, but the media did ask him about what was going on at the border, and it is a major problem.